Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Dolly with the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to do a shout out to all of our sponsors on today's show. Thank you to Bricconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family owned and operated. And they've won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail. Come visit Bricconi's North for a comfortable dining experience. You can also visit and see the famous Prado Room, named after our former mayor, George Prado, and that's where they host many of their banquets. Check it out. It's a really nice facility. Bricconi's, kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out their website, www.bricconis.com. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. And thank you to our newest sponsor, Homebridge Financial. Is purchasing or financing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Clark's Car Care, located at 4 Naperville. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and get your first oil change absolutely free. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And we're also thrilled that one of our sponsors is Naper Settlement, one of my favorite places on this earth where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org and check out their website. They have the new lineup for Naper Nights announced there. Check it out and make your plans to go see the Southwest Suburbs version of Ravinia. First Come Fitness, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Do you want to Do you feel unhappy every morning as you get dressed? Oh, boy. Do you look back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again? Well, it may seem impossible to you, but it's not. Do you want something different, something more? She can work for it for you, and you can do it together. Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness is available to help you. She is not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. Jocelyn can help you get into your pre-baby weight clothes. Looking to get stronger? Well, Jocelyn Shook has great solutions for you. If this sounds like you, then she is the right person for you. Check out First Come Fitness on the web or on Facebook. Message her to schedule a free consultation. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Don't forget to do that. And a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Join the movement. 2017 Women Build. I just wanted to tell you all what a great success that was for Chicagoland Habitat for Humanity. If you were a part of it, hats off to you. If you missed it this year, there's always next year. I just wanted to mention what a great success it was. ChicagolandHabitat.org, Women Build 2017, a huge success. Thanks to everybody who heard about it on the Dolly McCarthy Show and signed up and got involved. We really appreciate all of your efforts there. All right, now, you've reached the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is Dolly back from brief hiatus. Got a couple announcements for you, but we do have a good show for you. Welcome to the program. What's the good word, everybody? Hello to everybody on WCKG 1530 AM. Tuiville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where it all began, Ribbit Radio Network in Chicago, and to 1010 News Talk. And if you are following us on Facebook, thanks for liking the show. Please share it and get your friends to like it too. And follow us or like us on, or that's the word, follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. We're also on Instagram. We're all over the social media network. We got it. We're all over that. Spreading the good word to all of you. Speaking of good word, I got some great guests today. Ann Zediker, who is the lead Naperville's walk leader for the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk. That's going to be coming up in July. She's going to be on the show in just a few moments. Don't want to miss that. Get all the details on that and be a part of something that will make a difference in thousands of people's lives, a disease that is so deadly. But they're making some inroads, and we're going to talk to Ann more about that. The MDA and Chicago Firefighters are hosting a special media kickoff event on Friday, June 9th, for their annual Fill the Boot campaign. It's a special kickoff event to fill the boot, hosted by the members of the Chicago Fire Department and the Chicago Firefighters Union Local 2, along with the MDA, to individuals and families, to free individuals and families who love them from the harm of muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related life-threatening diseases that take away physical strength, independence, and life. Fire Commissioner Jose Santiago, Chicago Firefighters Union Local 2 President Jim Tracy, MDA State Ambassador Ryan Carlin, and family. You may be familiar with Ryan Carlin. I've emceed their fundraiser for many years over at White Eagle Golf Club. He has Duchenne muscular dystrophy. This is all taking place at the Chicago Firehouse, 55 West Illinois Street. That's right around Dearborn, Illinois and Dearborn. Tomorrow, Friday, June 9th from 8 to 8:30. And this weekend kicks off the Fill the Boot campaign. So you're going to be seeing them on the streets. You know, those good-looking firefighters with the boots. Throw a $20 bill in there. So look for that this weekend. The Brightside Theater is Naperville's only professional theater. Now in their sixth season, classic Broadway series, they're presenting Guys and Dolls. I love it. I love this musical. This was the very first musical I was in as a freshman in high school at Mother Guerin. Nathan Detroit runs the oldest established permanent floating crap game in New York. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere, but it's no dice unless they have a place to gamble, and that takes dough. Nathan's got a bet that high roller Sky Masterson, oh, the good-looking Sky, that he can't land a date with the straight-laced Salvation Army doll. Love is never a sure thing as Nathan learns that his fiancée, Miss Adelaide, will walk out if she doesn't walk down the aisle soon. What's the poor guy to do? Bustling with gamblers, gangsters, and sassy showgirls, Guys and Dolls celebrates Broadway's golden era. Don't miss it. Guys and Dolls playing June 9th. That starts tomorrow, opening night, through June 25th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays, a nice matinee at 3 p.m. Bring the family. Bring mom and dad, grandma, grandpa. It's all at the Miley Swallow Hall Theater in Naperville. For tickets, you can call 630-447-8497 or visit brightsidetheater.com. Okay, I did tell you we have a great show today. You know, I'm having a hard time talking. Did I tell you all that I have this new Invisalign in my mouth and it's squeezing the heck out of my teeth? So I'm going to try to talk normal today. But I was told by my dentist to stop taking my Invisalign out. But what's a girl to do when I have to talk on the radio? So today, you know, if I'm talking funny, we'll blame it on that. Okay, enough about me. I'm so thrilled to have Ann Zediker on the line, who's going to tell us all about what's happening this year with the Naperville 7th Annual Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk. I can't believe it's been 7 years, Ann. Ann, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Wow. Thank you, and thank you so much for having us once again on your show. We really appreciate the support.
Oh, absolutely. So thrilled to help out in our small little way and spread the word about the walk, which is coming up. Is it July 23rd?
July 23rd. Sunday. Yep, Sunday, July 23rd. We're going to be hosting our walk at the Naperville River Walk beginning at 8 a.m. It is a family-friendly 5K walk, and, of course, kids and pets are always welcome.
Oh, that's great. You can bring little Fido. And this is your 7th year, Ann. Have you been doing it every year for 7 years?
Yes. I lost Dad 7 years ago to pancreatic cancer, and that's when I brought the walk to Naperville. And we knew that Naperville was a very generous community and had a beautiful river walk, and we thought it would be the perfect combination to raise some money for pancreatic cancer research.
Well, Ann, first of all, I remember when your dad passed away. I can't believe it's been 7 years. And then immediately you went right into action mode. Just like, I got to tell you, this gal is one of my favorite Northwest Siders. Just like the Northwest Siders of Chicago. We're doers, can doers. And that's also the mentality in Naperville. It's very similar. And you just went right into it. And I can't get over, last year, I know you've raised quite a bit of money through the years, but last year alone was a record breaker, $80,000 just in Naperville alone?
Yes. In the past
500 participants?
Yeah, in the last 6 years, we've been able to raise $350,000. Last year at the walk itself, we had raised $80,000, and then we were continuing to raise money through December 31st. So at the year end, we had raised almost $90,000 just last year.
Gosh.
And this year,
wow.
we're going to hope to do $100,000 and have 600 walkers this year. We had about six last year.
Oh, really? Okay. I just saw that you said over 500, but you were almost at 600. That's fantastic. Now, most of the walkers that come to the Naperville Walk, are those primarily Naperville walkers, or is it all the southwest suburbs? Or do you have people from all of Chicagoland coming?
What a great question. So there are a few different pancreatic cancer organizations within the Chicagoland area, and there are a few organizations that host walks in Chicago itself. We are the only suburban walk. And so we bring people in from all over, a little bit unlike the city where you have to pay for parking. In the suburbs, and especially here in Naperville, for our walk, there is no parking fee. And so it brings in a lot of people. And because we can have it right on the quaint river walk, it's very attractive to families as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a great time, an amazing turnout, and how nice. Early morning along the Riverwalk and easy parking, and then afterwards a nice stroll along the Riverwalk if you have the energy. And go visit the shops in downtown Naperville. Hey, why not go visit Le Chocolat where I'm over? Come over and say hello to me, Ann, over at Le Chocolat.
Absolutely.
But what a great venue for that. And Naperville's been really really pretty awesome about hosting. Is the mayor coming out again to
yes,
kick off the walk?
Yes, I was going to say, we do have a few highlights. We're hoping to have Mayor Jericho kicking off our event like he did last year. Mayor Pradel before that was always so kind to come out to our events. We'll also be having 101.9, The Mix, there. They're going to be providing us with a DJ service. They lost their longtime radio newsman, Barry Key, from pancreatic cancer. And so they're very generous to come out and support us with our walk. We'll have them. We'll also have Culver's Frozen Custard. Rilio's will be there with their pizza man. Bear Paddle will be there as the mascot from Bear Paddle Swim School. Raging Waves is coming out with their mascot, Croc. And Southpaw from the Chicago White Sox is also going to be joining us.
All right. What a treat that will be. All right. Well, Ann, I know we're both on the northwest side, but why aren't we representing our Cubs at this event?
You know, we certainly did try to see who was available, and it was all based on availability. So, you know, any
just
of those mascots that
Dolly.
Are coming out, that'll work. So we're just open-minded and flexible, but we want it really fun for the families and for the kids.
Yeah.
That's always
it
been a big
really
goal.
Fun. You always have a
and
ton
it also
of food
is a
at
nice
event, too.
Yes, we're hoping to bring out food.
Never.
Who doesn't want free food?
Lots of food, goodies, treats. It sounds like it's going to be a big old party, but at the heart of it, lots of people there that are actually battling pancreatic cancer as we speak will be there. I know from years past you had that. But a lot of families that have lost loved ones to this deadly disease. And Ann, can you speak a little bit more about pancreatic cancer and how...
Yes, sure.
Have you had any updates on the research and funding, and how is all that going? Now, I will say this, there's 18,000 people in 2016 alone that are participating in 35 walks. I want to mention that in 18 states. So I know that a lot of listeners are from all over the country on this show. So find a walk near you, but if you happen to be in the Chicagoland area, Ann would sure love to meet you at the Naperville Walk. But Ann, tell us a little bit more about this, the research and how you mentioned to me in a press release, I saw that it was grossly underfunded. Is that right?
It is. So for starting just with pancreatic cancer, like overview, it is one of the most lethal cancers overall. And that is usually because it's not found until very late in the cancer stage where hardly anything can be done, like a stage four, which is very hard. The cancer deaths continue to decline in cancer overall, but not in pancreatic cancer patients. The one-year survival rate is only 20%, and the five-year survival rate is only 7%. You had mentioned funding, Dolly, and the really sad part is that pancreatic cancer only receives 2% of the National Cancer Institute of funding. And it's very hard to have someone go through this type of cancer because before you know it, they're gone instantly almost. Just a few months after finding out that Dad had pancreatic cancer, we lost him. And it's absolutely devastating, and you were so kind to note that I kind of jumped in right away. But one thing that we were able to find as a silver lining with all of this is the Lustgarten Foundation. And the Lustgarten Foundation is the largest private foundation supporting research. And they give every dollar to research, which really gives our family and so many other families hope, because that's really the only way that we can beat this in the future. They're so lucky to have a private donor that covers the admin costs. So every dollar we raise at all of our walks is going to be going directly towards research.
Wow, that's fantastic. And all the Lustgarten Foundation, the walk itself supports all of their efforts to find early detection methods, effective treatments, and ultimately that cure for pancreatic cancer, which, as you mentioned, Anne, as soon as most people find out they have it, which it's just almost too late, and there's really no time to really even prepare. It's so fast.
Well, we are grateful. The Lustgarten Foundation, they committed $120 million for research to date. They have over 1,000 researchers, and they supported more than 200 projects over 60 institutions nationally.
Fantastic. Wow. And I'm so impressed that all the monies, 100% of every dollar donated, goes directly to the pancreatic cancer research. You don't know of, I don't know of many non-for-profits that can claim that. Not many. So that's really impressive right there. And thanks so much for all you're doing. I know this is not an easy task, and this is not a one-day year event. You work it hard all year long for no money at all because of your passion and what moves you, your why, having lost your father so suddenly. It's just not fair. It really isn't. And to go into action and try to make a difference to spare other families from the pain that you had to go through is just so admirable, and I admire you for that, and I have so much more respect. I've always had respect for you, but so much for you, just to keep watching you year after year, keep going and going, girl. So
thank you, Dolly.
Thank you for everything you're doing to find a cure for pancreatic cancer. If you'd like to be a part of the walk, Anne, can you tell us the website? How can folks get involved? Do you still need volunteers?
Yeah, we do need volunteers, and I'll give you the website. The website is lustgarten.org, LustGarten.org. You can go on that website to find out more about the walk. And then we also have a fundraiser coming up next week, June 15th. We're hosting concessions at the Naperville Municipal Band Evening Concert. And we always need help at the walk, and we certainly will need help to feed all those concert goers next Thursday.
All right. That sounds great. Everybody, please show your support to Anne Zediger and the Lustgarten Foundation, Naperville's walk to find a cure to end this horrific disease for pancreatic cancer. Anne, thanks for everything you're doing. And here's my teeth talking again, this Invisalign. I can't form words here today. Thanks for everything you're doing. It was so good to talk to you. Say hi to John.
Thank you so much, Dolly.
We'll see you at the walk this year.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I have no music today for the show, folks. Can you believe that? You can't hear my music. There's something going on with the board today. There is no music. So I'm sorry we're lacking all that funky music, and I'm not going to sing. People are sending me messages. Where's the music? I'm not singing it. Too bad. If Love and Money, the band that produced all my music, if they're listening, you guys could call in and sing. I love Love and Money. Check out loveandmoney.com, the band. I play at Potter's all the time. Okay, I told you we had a good show for you today. And now moving on to my next guest, Amy Thielen. I hope I said her name right. Amy Thielen is a cook and a writer.
That's right.
My kind of woman. She's the author of The New Midwestern Table, which won the James Beard Award for American Cooking in 2014 and was a Boston Globe, NPR, and Eater.com Best Book of the Year. And she was also the host of the James Beard-nominated Heartland Table on Food Network. So impressive. She speaks and writes for radio and magazines. She's going to be a natural here. And is a contributing editor of Savor. And she lives with her husband, visual artist Aaron Spangler, and their son, his dog, which is now her dog, and a bunch of chickens. This is what I love about this woman, in Minnesota. And she's come out with a beautiful memoir, a new beautiful memoir, a book called Give a Girl a Knife. No, it's not a thriller. It's not one of those thrillers, not a book about something scary that you'll see at a theater near you in a few months. Amy Thielen is, she's chronicled her journey from rural Midwest to the intoxicating world of New York City's fine dining and back again in search of her culinary roots. I love this. I can't wait to get my hands on this book. I just found out about it, and I'm just really intrigued by it. Amy, most chefs don't leave New York restaurants and move in the middle of the woods in Minnesota. Can you tell us what you were thinking with this memoir?
Yeah, hi, darling.
You know, and how you came to write the book.
Thanks for
having me on. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks for having me on, by the way. Yes, nice to talk to you. My path was a little bit unusual, and that's why I wrote the book. I think that, you know, I have – the book is really two different settings. It's the, chaotic world of fine dining in New York City, and then – also the simple homesteader life out in the woods in a cabin that my husband built with by hand, and we had no electricity. And so those two, and then in the end, we went back to that cabin in 2008. And so really the memoir was really my attempt to knit those parts of my life together and kind of make sense of them, to be honest with you. And going home was awesome and the best thing I've ever done, but it's also mixed and complicated and full of, you know, love-hate sometimes. So that's what the book is about.
Now, are you from Minnesota originally, or were you from New York? Or tell us a little bit about your background.
No, I'm from a town called Park Rapids, Minnesota, and it's mm-hmm. the town that's nearest to the headwaters of the Mississippi. So it's way up in Minnesota, 4 hours north of Minneapolis, 2 hours east of Fargo, 3 from Duluth. You know, it's kind of remote, really. And 3,000
and growing
people,
up
so
there,
not...
were you happy? Were you? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Were you happy
growing
up
there?
Yeah,
all you know is your childhood.
And what was the food like?
Well, I'll tell you, my idea that food could be complicated started early because when you drive into my town, you are greeted by the largest French fry factory in America. Really. We grow
are
potatoes
you kidding?
There.
Really?
No. Mm-mm. And everybody in town said that, you know, French fries were a local food. And that, you know, the ones in the Hardee's down the road tasted better than the Hardee's anywhere else, which is totally untrue because they're all frozen. But so I call it a little bit, you know, it's like the headwaters of the fast food nation and the Mississippi, which is a very weird convergence. But what was really different from that was all the food that I grew up with. My mom was a great cook and cooked a lot of German-American and French-Canadian things, which is our heritage. And so, and I walk into my house and I'm met
French
with
in
like
there.
This, yeah, potpourri of pork and delicious food and garden vegetables and things like that.
That you don't normally grab when you're in the city. We're living in the city. It's it's
well,
in rural USA. It's easy. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that's really, you know, that's the way that a lot of people out in rural areas still cook. I mean, it's everybody's different, you know, but that's how I grew up, knowing that, you know, the French fry factory was down the road, but that my mom was a really good cook. And she, in the summertime, always made sure we had, you know, garden raspberries. And she did all the hunting and foraging, you know, mostly at the grocery store, but also farmer's market.
So you learned a lot from your mom. Would you say your mom inspired you, and that's one of the reasons why you went into the food industry or the cooking?
Absolutely.
What do you call it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was became a chef, you know. Yeah, totally. I mean, I went to college thinking that I would be a writer, though. I was an English major, and I just cooking just kind of found me in my early 20s. But definitely I was inspired by my mom and then my grandmother, too, who, you know, is like a Minnesota State Fair Blue Ribbon Baker winner. You know, she was very good also.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. That's something that I take – I have a blue ribbon from a local fair, the King County Fair.
Oh, you do? What'd you make?
DuPage County Fair, I should say. DuPage County Fair for my daisies. They're not really my daisies.
For your what?
I just grew them, but I got a
blue
ribbon.
Oh, your flowers.
I've also.
Are you kidding me?
Funny.
That's hard to grow. No,
I love
growing flowers, so.
And I loved looking through your information, and I saw that you love to can, and you do those all those kind of things that I think that – that a lot of people grew up with around them and took it for granted, and now it's coming back again, sort of that rustic, earthy feel. So anyway, so you were in New York.
Do it yourself. Yeah.
Doing your thing in New York, and what was calling you back home? What made you come back to go back home?
Well, I should tell you, too, my husband, and this book is really a story of our relationship as well. We've been together for 20 years. And he's from Park Rapids. But, you know, he's the one who built the house out in the middle of the woods that we started living in. And he's a sculptor. He's an artist. And in 1999, we moved together to New York. And he got into the art world, and I started cooking. And I really didn't want to go back. I didn't want to go back to Park Rapids or our house in the woods, you know. I just thought, you know, if we're going to make some money, he was selling sculpture, and I'm like, let's buy something here, you know, this is where we belong, this is where we have jobs, these are where, you know, the art and culture we've been looking for, this is where it lives. And he was always really insistent, or he never gave up the dream that, you know, we could make our way and do our jobs from there. And you know, I didn't believe him for a long time. So that's a big part of the book, too, is just me coming around to his insane insistence on plan A, which, you know, turns out that he was right, but it's risky. And there was that. And then, you know, when high-speed internet came through, then finally, I mean, we didn't get that until almost like 4 years ago. But when that came through, then it really doesn't matter where we live.
Right.
That makes a lot
of
things possible.
Everywhere. As long as you have that internet, you can be in the woods with no plumbing. And you have plumbing now in that house, I'm assuming.
We do. Yeah, we do. When we had our son in 2007, we got it. But for years, we didn't have it, no. But we were living in New York.
Really?
At that time,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It sounds really interesting and very intrigued. And, to see a woman who left small town, moved to New York, and has won, you know, all these awards. You've really made a name for yourself. And then to show people really that it's about the basics in life, I guess. Love, family, and slowing down.
Yes.
And really just making your own success your way, what makes you happy and keeps you going. That's what I get out of that. But
totally.
I'll have to get back
and
to my
also
readers
just
on this.
Oh.
My listeners and your readers, we're running out of time, Amy. I wish we had more time to talk.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
It was so
thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Good luck with the book. How can we get a copy of the book? How can people find your book?
Books. The Give a Girl a Knife is being sold anywhere books are sold right now, and I'm going to be in Chicago.
Anywhere, Barnes and Noble
for two events.
Okay,
Barnes and Noble. Yeah,
and you have a website
independent
so people
bookstores.
Can. And people can check you out online. Do you have a website, Amy?
I do, amythielen.com, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Amy Rose Thielen.
Amy Rose, I love that. I have a Shelley Rose, so I love that middle name. Amy Rose, it's been so nice to talk to you. Best of luck to you with the new book.
You too.
Keep on cooking. Keep on trucking. Thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you, Dolly.
Amy Thielen, isn't she a doll? Good luck to her in that new book. Hey, everybody. We're out of time. Thanks for listening and tuning into the Dolly McCarthy Show. Take care of each other. Be good to each other. And we'll see you next week on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Bye-bye.